Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And we want to, of course, thank State Senator Bob Hedlund for being our guest just a couple of moments ago. It's always valuable to have the guy who originally hosted this shindig to come on once in a while and let us know what he is doing up on Beacon Hill. Joining us right now is a gentleman that we haven't heard from for a while, but voters had a chance to cast a ballot on September 17th to make him one of two folks who are going to be running for mayor in the city of Brockton. We have none other than mayoral candidate Mr. Bill Carpenter joining us. Bill, how are you, sir?
Hey, good evening, Kevin. Good evening to all the listeners.
First and foremost, it has been a while since we've had a chance to talk to you, but for folks who may not be privy to Brockton politics, September 17th, there were a handful of races that needed to be trimmed down for the November 5th election, and you came within 800 votes of topping the incumbent, Marylinda Balzotti. Give me your thoughts on the results that you saw on September 17th.
Well, Kevin, we were obviously very pleased with the results. We started out in a field of four, including the two-term incumbent mayor. Our goal from day one was to be a close second in the preliminary, eliminate the couple of other challenges, and also show folks that we're capable of winning in a one-on-one battle in the final. And I think that's exactly what we did. As you mentioned, we came within a few hundred votes. We far outdistanced the other two challengers. So, you know, the good news for us coming out of the preliminary, Kevin, is we broke it down. The mayor had 44% of the vote. I came in with 35%. The other challenges split the difference. My interpretation of that is with the mayor getting 44%, that means that 56% of the voters voted for a new mayor, that they wanted a new mayor. So we think that bodes very well for us in the final. And I think also if you look back historically, 4 years earlier, when Linda Balzotti defeated Jim Harrington, she carried 56% in the preliminary election to only 44% this time. So we think, you know, first of all, the fact that that she had significant slippage in her numbers from 4 years ago, and secondly, the fact that a majority of the voters voted for a change. We think both of those bode very well for us in the final. And it's been a sprint to the wire now. We're just 15 days away from the election, and we're working hard morning, noon, and night, but we feel great about the response out there, Kevin. We've had a tremendous amount of momentum come in our direction after the preliminary. And then again, after this past Wednesday night's debate, we've had a huge surge of support. A number of folks have come to our camp after they had a chance to see Wednesday night's debate and have decided in favor of supporting my candidacy. So we feel great. We feel we're riding a wave of support. We feel the undecided voters are breaking in our direction. And, it's going to be close. This is a tough fight. We're trying to unseat a two-term incumbent. But we feel very good about our position right now, and we're planning to win on November 5th.
Being out there after September 17th and speaking with the voters and going to businesses, have the issues changed? Have they been a bit broader? I mean, what are you hearing from the voters since September 17th?
I think what's happened is I think the issues have become more crystallized. I think it's very clear what the issues are now. You know, in the preliminary with the forum, and you've got four candidates, everyone has their agenda. But I believe that it's become crystal clear that the two primary issues in this campaign in the city of Brockton are crime and taxes. The violent crime, which I'm sure, you know, the listeners are very easy to find in the media, you know, Brockton is really sustaining an epidemic of violent crime. The violence takes place in this city on a daily basis. And I think that's the number one issue, along with property taxes. And under property taxes, I include water bills also, because the fact of the matter is that this mayor raised property taxes again this year, the maximum 2.5%, and gave the entire $3.5 million tax increase away in pay raises. First, she took care of all her department heads and key employees. There was 27 of those. Most of those folks were making $100,000 or more already, and they received, you know, $8,000 to $10,000 raises. And then, you know, she settled the firefighters' contract in August with that was essentially a tentative agreement from June, but that was a a three-year retroactive settlement with the firefighters that cost the taxpayers $3.5 million. So I believe, you know, as we're out there talking to folks, and I'm banging on doors virtually every day, Kevin, crime and taxes are the two issues in this campaign. Who has the best plan to reduce crime? Who has the best plan to reduce property taxes? We feel Mayor Balzotti has a poor track record in both of those areas. We can see what she's done for the past 4 years. Property taxes and water bills have climbed steadily. And I don't think there's anyone in the city of Brockton who feels they're safer today than they were 4 years ago. So I guess what kind of ties all of that together is change. If there's one word that I hear more often than any other word out there campaigning, Kevin, it's folks telling me it's time for a change. And I guess our buzz phrase coming out of last Wednesday night's debate now is, it's time to change the picture.
Yeah, that was kind of a little bit of an exchange between yourself and the mayor during a certain point of last Wednesday's debate. I have to ask you, you had touched upon crime. Do you have some kind of a plan that you would roll out if you are elected mayor that you feel could be a starting point to deal with the criminal element?
Kevin, first, we already rolled out our plan for everyone to see. And it's called Brockton Fights Back. It's a 10-point plan to restore safe neighborhoods to the city of Brockton. You can find that plan on my website, BillCarpenterForMayor.com, BillCarpenterFOR Mayor.com, or on my Facebook page, Bill Carpenter for Mayor Facebook page. And we've got a very detailed 10-point plan. I spent 6 months putting that together with some key law enforcement experts. And it starts out, you know, initially on day one, it's a neighborhood approach with a saturated high visibility enforcement. Step one is to secure the peace on the streets of the city. It's a street by street, block by block approach, and incorporates quite a few other things. We're going to bring back motorcycles. We're going to actually work in the neighborhoods and do real community policing that's never been done here before. You know, community policing will not be a buzz phrase with me. It'll be the type of police work that's done by every single Brockton police officer. We're not going to designate six officers to be the community police officers. All police officers under my administration would be community policing officers. We're going to be willing to try new techniques that have worked in other places. As an example, Springfield has made great strides in the last 4 years fighting the gang problem there. Two state troopers came back from the Afghani province of Iraq, serving in the military over there, and they connected with the Springfield gang unit, and what they've actually done is applied some of the same counterinsurgency techniques that were used in Iraq to the most troubled neighborhoods with gang influences in Springfield, and they've had tremendous success. They've got a track record now of 3 or 4 years of substantially reducing gang activity and violent crime, and a lot of that is built around reestablishing relationships in the neighborhood so you can develop good intelligence on the ground to identify the key gang leaders and drug dealers that are in the neighborhood, and then we go in and we extract them. And as the neighbors and the residents see us having success getting these people out of their neighborhood, because the folks who live there know, they know where the trouble is coming from, but they're afraid right now. But as they see us have success extracting those dangerous people from their neighborhoods, then they're going to continue to build more confidence in what we're doing with the police. Secondly, Kevin, very importantly, I've appointed a special advisor on public safety, a gentleman named Bob Hayden, who is advising me. And Bob is one of the most tremendous individuals you'll ever meet. He was a former deputy superintendent of the Boston Police Department back in the late 80s. He established the very first gang unit in the city of Brockton. He went on up to Lawrence in the early 90s as the police chief up there and cleaned up the streets of Lawrence, who was at that time was facing the same problems that we have here in Brockton today. And then he went on from there to serve as Undersecretary of Public Safety under Governor Cellucci, and then later ran the T-Police. So this is a guy with decades and decades of urban crime-fighting experience and a solid track record of success. And Bob has agreed to join my team. He's advising me on a daily basis. And he will be a key member of my administration after I'm elected as the next mayor of this city. So I think I've shown I can go out and attract top outside talent. I don't think I have all the answers, but I'm willing to bring the people in that can make a difference in this city. And we have a plan. And I don't know what Linda Balzotti's plan was 4 years ago, but whatever it was, it has clearly failed. She does not have a plan to keep taxes down, and she does not have a plan to reduce crime in this city.
We are speaking with Brockton mayoral candidate Bill Carpenter, who is joining us this evening, actually joining us a week before we actually have a chance to have he and his opponent, Mayor Linda Balzotti, part of a special forum that we're going to have at the Buckley Performing Arts Center next Monday night. So make sure you're tuned in for that. And if you live in the Brockton area, I believe it's also going to be broadcast on Massasoit. It's a television channel, channel 22. And of course, you can listen to it online. So there'll be multiple ways for you to be able to listen to that. I have to, speaking of debate,
Kevin, we also encourage people to come on out and watch the debate live. It's kind of like a sporting event, and we're not charging any admission. I think it'd be a pretty good evening's entertainment next Monday night.
First come, first serve. I believe there's a little bit more than 400 that can sit comfortably in that recently refurbished theater. All new seats. It's a beautiful facility. Come on down. Excellent point. Thank you very much, Bill.
And I'm looking forward to it, and I'm very appreciative of Massasoit President Charlie Wall, who has had Massasoit involved in now two of these debates. Massasoit is a great asset, you know, for the city of Brockton, yeah, obviously for the whole region. But, you know, Massasoit Community College is an important part of the city of Brockton, and it's a great venue, and we're pleased to have WATD and the Enterprise and Massasoit all putting this debate together next Monday night. I think it's very important for the voters in this election to have a chance to see firsthand the differences between Mayor Balzotti and myself.
Would you say that last Wednesday, October 16th, that there were some clear differences that were shown between yourself and Linda Balzotti? Give me the high points of last week's debate.
Well, it's tough for me to analyze it, Kevin, because I'm standing up there participating in it alongside. So I have to rely a little bit on the feedback. But, I think you're right. I think that if folks take the time to look at that debate, if they weren't there at Massasoit at the conference center last Wednesday, you can go on the Enterprise website, enterprisenews.com, and they have a link. You can watch the video in its entirety, unedited, online, and I invite you to do that. But I think it's clear there are a lot of differences between Mayor Balzotti and myself, and I think one that you see in the debates is clearly our styles and our personalities are very different, and I think that came through as much as anything in the course of the debate. But I think that, you know, on residency, we're clearly different. She has been very weak on residency. I'm strong on residency. I think in her lack of ability to bring jobs to the city of Brockton, to bring businesses, her administration is an anti-business attitude in City Hall and on city boards, unfriendly to business. I would be a pro-development, pro-business mayor who is going to be able to go out and attract businesses and jobs back to this city. Half of the commercial space in the city right now, Kevin, is vacant. You know, we're a city that used to manufacture more shoes than anyone in the world. We don't make anything anymore. Half the commercial space in the city is vacant. Our economy is hurting, and we rebuild that business base here in this city. That brings jobs and tax revenue back into the city that then provides relief to the homeowners. But we have to be proactive to do that. And I think I've presented myself as someone that would be an ambassador for the city, who would be out there all the time, who would be out there attracting both existing businesses to come here, but also small business people to open their businesses here. That's what this country was built on. That's what Brockton is failing to do right now. The city has to be proactively working to support small business here in the city. That means making it easier to deal with City Hall. That means putting permits and licenses online and making it easy to obtain and renew the various permits and licenses you need, not get the run around City Hall as most business owners get right now. It means reducing the commercial property tax rate. And it also means that my Main Streets program that I proposed, which is a play right out of Mayor Menino's playbook in Boston. The Main Streets program is a national program that was adopted by Menino in the late 90s. He appointed 10 Main Street managers. Today in Boston, they have 19 Main Street managers, and this concept is revitalizing urban business districts and actually having a Main Street manager assigned to a business district who provides support to the businesses there, who helps identify other needs of other types of businesses to bring into the business district, improve the appearance of the district, provide promotion for the district, and also work as a liaison with city government to help obtain grant funding for the area, and also to help the business owners when they have to deal with city government to provide them with an ambassador. This has been a tremendous success in Boston. You think about places like Roslindale Square, Dudley Square. You know, what did those business districts look like 20 years ago? What do they look like today? It's been a tremendous success. And, I want to bring that to Brockton, and we have a proposal to do that. We'd start off with one Main Street manager in year one, and we would use CDBG grant money to pay for it. So I'm not even asking the taxpayers to pay for it. So there's a lot we can do. There are a lot of differences between the mayor and myself, and even our view on crime. I mean, she's trying to tell the people of Brockton that she's winning the war on crime and that the crime is down. I've been knocking on doors for 8 months. I haven't met anyone who thinks the crime is down. Murders are up 50% over right. a year ago. I meet senior citizens who are afraid to leave their home. I meet parents who are afraid to let their children walk to school unaccompanied. That's the city that I've been out walking around in for the last 8 months, and we need a new direction. And at the end of the day, we need a change. And I believe the voters will vote for that change on November 5th.
I have to, you had mentioned as far as the businesses and having the managers. I think during the debate, there was something that you had brought up. You know, the city is kind of a melting pot of different cultures. And I believe there was something that you had brought up in regards to the Cape Verdean business people, folks who do not speak English, who you have indicated feel as though that they're not getting a fair shake when it comes to operating businesses or being able to have businesses in the city. Is that correct?
Sure. But Brockton is not the same city today that it was 27 years ago when I moved here or when it was 40 or 50 years ago. That doesn't mean we can't be better. It just means we're a little different. And part of that difference is that culturally we have more diversity here in this city now. There are more ethnic groups represented here, and certainly the Cape Verdean community has become a very large piece of this city, and the Cape Verdean business community will be a very large piece of the economic revival of this city. There are a lot of small businesses in the city that are Cape Verdean owned, and we as a city have to be partnering with all of the business owners in the city to help them thrive and survive in the city of Brockton, because that's what's going to turn the future of Brockton around. Government cannot fix the economy of the city. The way government can facilitate it, but the government can't do everything. We need private investment. We need privately owned businesses to locate here, and we have a plan to do that. And absolutely, as I walked through, I was back out a couple hours again at the end of the day yesterday visiting small businesses. I was up in the north end of the city late yesterday visiting small business owners. And, I hear the same complaints over and over from the Cape Verdean business owners, and that is that City Hall is unfriendly to them, that they're not getting any assistance from the city. And let's face it, we need leadership in the city that will lead all of the city. I believe I'm the person who can bring all of the various groups together in a partnership to bring this city forward. And we've got to stop the violent crime. We have to bring businesses and jobs back into the city. We've got to keep taxes and water rates down. And we have a plan to do those three things, and that's what I believe the residents of this city want.
And again, we are speaking with a Brockton mayoral candidate, Bill Carpenter, who was kind enough to join us 1 week before we have our political forum next week. I have to ask you, is probably one of the things that you've been asked before and you've responded to, I know it's kind of a key point to part of your campaign, and that is working with the folks who are looking to build a power plant in this city. And obviously, their folks must be on board with it if they were willing to give you more than 3,000 votes on September 17th. What are you hearing from folks in regards to it? Do you have people who are giving you positive and negative feedback to this?
Sure. Listen, that's been a divisive issue in this city for 8 years. And that's one of the reasons why, Kevin, we've got to get it behind us. We've got to get it resolved and get it behind us. My position is constantly misrepresented by the folks that are opposed to the gas-fired electric plant. I think I've had to spend some time in this campaign reminding folks exactly what my positions are. And I think there's, the debate was a help to me in that area, and that's why I'm looking forward to another debate so that folks can hear directly from me what my position is. You know, the opponents try to, you know, portray me as pro-power plant. I'm not necessarily pro-power plant, Kevin. I'm pro-Brockton. I'm in favor of what's best for the residents of this city. And I believe that anyone that looks at the ongoing litigation between the city of Brockton and the developers of this gas-fired electric plant, anyone that looks at that with an open mind will see that the city of Brockton is getting creamed in court. There, in the ongoing litigation, there have now been 6 decisions and 3 appeals. They've all been either resolved or decided in favor of the developers of the plant. So my position just very clearly, Kevin, has been that after you lose, and by the way, losing those 9 decisions has cost the taxpayers of this city over $1 million in outside legal fees. That's over $1 million of residents' property tax money paid to out-of-town lawyers to lose 9 in a row in court. And so I say at this point, it's clear that the path that Mayor Balzotti has this city on, which is, you know, litigating a case at great expense for as long as they can that they cannot possibly win, that's no longer in the best interest of the residents. And as you take a look at this with an open mind, you know, you're going to come to the conclusion that this electric plant is coming at some point, and now it's just a matter of the timeline. And I believe that it makes more sense for the city to try to negotiate an agreement. I'm not saying I'm going to come in on day one and approve an electric plant. I'm saying I will proactively attempt to negotiate a settled agreement that would be in the best interest of the residents of this city. And a very key point here, Kevin, I've got to make a good deal, and it's got to make sense because I can't adopt it on my own. I'm going to need to get a deal that's in the best interest of the city that I can convince at least 6 city councilors
right.
to approve. I'm
going
to have to work with the city council on this, and
right.
I'm looking forward to working with the city council on this. But at the end of the day, I have to be able to convince a majority of the council that I have struck a deal that makes sense for the city. And I have great faith in whoever the councilors turn out to be,
right.
because obviously we have some hotly contested races on the ballot for council also, and there will be some new councilors. But, you know, I believe that the councilors will take their responsibility very seriously. I believe they will work with me. And the challenge will be to me to present them with something and convince them that this is best for the future of the city. So, you know, I'm not going to be in a position to approve an electric plant upon taking office, and I'm not going to be in a position to finalize any type of an agreement. I'll negotiate an agreement, but I won't be able to finalize it without getting a majority of the city council on board. But I do believe that's what will be in Brockton's best interest going forward. We need to develop revenue from other sources than
right.
just balancing the budget on the backs of the homeowners, the taxpayers, every single year. And I believe that that electric plant, once up and running, will generate about $7.5 million per year, every year, to the city of Brockton between the water purchase that's necessary to run the plant and the taxes and fees that would be paid by the operators of the plant. And that's not to mention the economic boost the city would get during the 2.5 to 3 year build-out, a $50 million union payroll to construct that plant. Now, obviously, some of those folks will come from Brockton, and many others will come from the southeastern Massachusetts area. But there's no way that $50 million payroll, a $350 million project being constructed in the city of Brockton, would not be a shot in the arm to the city's economy that would desperately need it.
And, you know, you kind of anticipate. I was going to ask you, you know, you are going to have easily 3 new counselors. You'll have 2 at large at minimum, and you're going to have, you know, somebody new in Ward 7. And who knows what will happen with some of the other races,
Well, there'll be at least 3 and possibly 5 new counselors.
Yeah.
So you're right. It will be a whole new council. And I'm expecting some change because I believe voters are going to vote for change in this election.
Mm.
I just can't believe that the majority of folks in this city are satisfied with where the city of Brockton is today. And I don't think most voters feel as though the city is better off today than it was 4 years ago.
Right.
And I think that's going to be the basis that a lot of voters are going to make a decision on is, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Is your family better off today than you were 4 years ago? Are you safer in the city of Brockton than you were 4 years ago? Well, the folks I speak to out there knocking on doors in the neighborhoods, the vast majority say no.
We get about maybe four minutes left.
Well, let me mention one other quick issue, Kevin, if I could, that I haven't had a chance to touch on.
Please do so.
And that's Brockton jobs for Brockton people. Residency is an issue that separates the mayor from myself. I support the city's current residency ordinance that was approved by a 3-to-1 vote by the voters back in the late 90s. And until it's on the ballot again and the voters decide differently, it's the obligation of the mayor to make sure that that residency ordinance is enforced. Mayor Balzotti has been soft on residency. She sat next to a superintendent of schools for 3 years who brought his $200,000 paycheck home to Roslindale every night. She never said a word publicly. When the school committee held a public hearing to discuss with the superintendent his lack of compliance with the residency requirement, she didn't even show up for that meeting, even though the mayor serves as the chairperson of the school committee. She's the first mayor in the history of this city to give a contract to a chief of police that does not require the chief of police to live in the city. And I think that's ludicrous. First of all, don't we need our chief law enforcement officer here in the city just in case there's an emergency? He's immediately available. Doesn't have to commute from out of town. And beyond that, this chief of police is a department head, and he has employees, patrolmen with less than 7 years on the job, who are required to live in the city. And how are we going to have the head of the department enforcing an ordinance that he doesn't even comply with himself? So not only do I support the city's residency ordinance, or city's ordinance, but I have also proposed that as mayor, I will adopt a policy of a residency preference in hiring practices so that when the city has jobs available, Brockton residents will go to the front of the line for those jobs. And I think that's important to the economy in this city. I think it's fair to the families who live here and the people who have made the commitment to stay here and to move here. And it's also a boost for the city's businesses, because I believe it makes more sense to keep the income from those jobs going to Brockton families who are going to spend their money here in the city of Brockton, purchasing goods and services from Brockton businesses.
And we've been speaking with Bill Carpenter, who is a candidate for mayor in the city of Brockton. We basically got like a minute or two left, Bill. I got to ask you, are you looking forward to next week? And what are you doing leading up to November 5th as far as campaigning? Does it change? Does it stop?
I think the intensity has picked up. I feel it since the first debate last Wednesday night, Kevin. The intensity of the debate, the intensity has picked up in the campaign. I don't know if we could work any harder than we're already working, but if it's possible, we are. We're taking every opportunity to meet with the voters in this city. I'm still knocking on doors. I spent most of the day Saturday knocking on doors on the east side of the city. I'll be knocking on doors on the south side of the city this weekend. So we're campaigning hard. We think we've got a strong message, and I'm out there just talking to the voters about what I believe are the issues in this race, and that is bringing businesses and jobs back to the city. It's in lowering taxes and having a blueprint for the future of this city to provide real property tax relief to Brockton homeowners and business owners. I believe we have a plan for Brockton jobs for Brockton people. And most importantly, we have, as I mentioned earlier, we've proposed a very detailed 10-point plan to restore safe neighborhoods to the city of Brockton. We have a plan to reduce violent crime in this city, and I've brought on board an expert, Bob Hayden, to help me do it. So I think we're providing a clear alternative, a clear choice to the voters to change the direction of this city, to change the leadership of the city, and to get Brockton back on track. And that's why I believe that we will prevail on November 5th.
And as far as the forum, I'm sure you're going to be front and center.
The forum is an opportunity for me as the challenger, Kevin, to talk about those topics, to present unfiltered my positions and it's my vision for the future of the city. I mean, I can see what the mayor's future of the city is because she's been mayor for 4 years. So I can see, you know, what she hasn't accomplished over the last 4 years. I think the forum will provide me with an opportunity to speak directly to the voters in the city and give them a glimpse of how I view the future of this city and how we can bring it back, how we can clean it up, how we can create jobs, and how we can make the streets safe again so that our senior citizens are not afraid to leave their home and parents are not afraid to let their children walk to school.
And again, that is Bill Carpenter running for mayor. If folks want to find out more about your campaign, they want to get involved, how can they do that?
Well, we'd love to have you come on our website, BillCarpenterForMayor.com, BillCarpenterForMayor.com. And also for those of you on Facebook, we've got a great Bill Carpenter for Mayor Facebook page that we update daily with the campaign. And we now have over 1,000 people following the campaign on a daily basis. Kevin, it's neat. And for folks that are interested in the campaign, please check that out also. And we'll look forward to participating in the WATD Enterprise debate on Monday night.
Just so folks know, just remember, this will be probably the only debate that will be televised live. That will be on the radio live. Well, I don't know if it'll be broadcast in the city. I know there's another debate coming up the day after ours.
95.9 comes in nice and clear in the city of Brockton, Kevin. So that would be great.
Like Steely Dan said, no static at all, FM. but we want to thank you for joining us.
Kevin, thanks for the opportunity to be on the show, and I'll look forward to seeing you at Monday night's debate at Massasoit Community College.
You got it. We will step aside when we come back. More Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.